You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
An organization known for its work with veterans blinded while on duty is helping veterans deal with many other causes of blindness. For example, experts estimate that more than 10 million Americans are affected by macular degeneration. That figure is likely to grow as baby boomers age. Macular degeneration is caused by the deterioration of the part of the retina that records the images we see. While it cannot be cured, progress is being made toward effective treatment. Veterans who find they have the condition have resources available through the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. The organization has been helping blinded veterans since 1945. It has a full-time field service program that provides advice to veterans and links them with VA benefits to which they are entitled. Field representatives often assist veterans with their medical claims. The association services are free and available to any blinded veteran. To learn more, visit www.bva.org or call 1-800-669-7079 toll-free.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome. Welcome back. Listen to him in the background, Mr. What's his name again? Mr.
Cliff.
Are you sure? Wait, I'm sorry. Is it really Chris? This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. I'm here today with Lynn Golder, my beautiful
Hello,
wife.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hour 2. Glad
I'm here
to have
with
you.
Mr. Kyle Johnson,
honored
Vice President of
Lighthouse.
Lighthouse. And behind the scenes, the man who I don't always know, but he's always there behind the scenes, behind the glass, is Mr. Chris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Chris Shaw.
Velvet voice himself.
Chris Shaw. That's right. Listen, if you want to call in, which I hope you do, the phone number is 407-894-1680. You got it? Pick up the phone, 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Let's hear
Michael,
from you.
Michael, okay. Let's welcome our next guest for hour two. This is very exciting. And this is he's the first time on the air. We'd like to welcome Leonard Oliar. And Leonard, hi, Leonard. Leonard is the director of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in Washington, D.C.
He
welcome,
makes the
Leonard.
Money.
He makes the money.
He makes the money.
A wonderful job to make the money. Thank you, Lynn and Michael. It's great to be here.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you, Lydia Washington, for hooking us up. Thank you if you're out there listening. Yes. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's great to be here, and I look forward to talking a little bit about our currency reader program
exactly.
that we offer to the blind and visually impaired.
Correct. So why don't you tell everybody what is the U.S. Currency Reader Program?
As part of the U.S. government's meaningful access initiatives for U.S. currency, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing is providing a handheld currency reader device to U.S. citizens or legal residents who are blind or visually impaired at no cost to them. All of the information I'm sharing is available online at our website, bep.gov.uscurrencyreaderprogram.html, or just Google U.S. Currency Reader Program and it'll bring up that website for you.
That's correct.
Through this program, eligible individuals receive a free iBill talking banknote identifier. That is a small, handheld device that denominates all U.S. currency in circulation. All you need to do is insert a note and push a button on the side of the device, and the reader will announce the denomination in one of three notes. It will either give you a clear, natural voice, a pattern of tones, or a pattern of vibration for privacy. The iBill reader runs on a AAA battery, which is included, and lasts for a year. To get a reader, individuals must submit an application form which requires verification of visual impairment signed by a certifying authority such as a doctor or other medical professional. If the applicant has verification of visual impairment issued by another federal, state, or local agency, a copy of that can be transmitted with the application. If the applicant is already a registered patron of the National Library Service for the blind and physically handicapped, the applicant can indicate that on the application, and no additional certification is needed. The completed application needs to be mailed to U.S. Currency Reader Program, 14th and C Streets, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20228. It typically takes us 6 to 8 weeks to process and get these notes, the readers, into the mail to you. Currently, we are only accepting applications by mail. The form is available to download from bep.gov/uscurrencyreaderform.html, or as I mentioned, you can go ahead and Google U.S. Currency Reader Program and you will be able to find it there. If you prefer, to make it easier for you, you can call the U.S. Currency Reader Program information line toll-free at 844-815-9388 and request that an application be mailed to you. Thank you, Lynn and Michael, for giving us an opportunity to talk about this program. Our goal is to get as many of these readers out into individuals' hands as possible.
You're welcome.
The reader program is part of three steps in our Meaningful Access Initiative. In addition to the reader program, we are doing a large, high-contrast numeral as we're redesigning the nation's currency. And we are also going to be adding a tactile feature for future notes as we redesign them. In addition, because technology has changed so much since the initial plan was put in place, there are applications that are available, apps, for both the Apple and the Android devices that you can download at no cost to you.
So that would be instead of using the currency reader.
Instead of using the currency reader, or in addition to.
Yeah.
We're not limiting you to one method
right.
or the other. We're encouraging everybody to take advantage of everything that we're offering.
Right. I was also reading in your literature that the instructions, if you're having a problem getting it to work, that the instructions are in large print, if you're visually
yes.
impaired, or Braille, or on a CD. It comes with the package.
Yes, all of that is included with the package, and if you're having any problems with any either the reader or the instructions, we encourage everybody to just call our toll-free number. Again, that's 844-815-9388.
We will have that link on our website very, very soon. Then one of the other questions was, can you get more than one? Or if you lost one, can you get another? How does that work?
If you've lost your reader or it is stolen, you may request a replacement, again, using the same toll-free number, mm-hmm. 844-815-9388. But unfortunately, people are limited to one reader at a time. But again, if it's broken or it's lost or stolen, we will be happy to replace it to you. Our goal is to provide meaningful access to all the individuals out there. We're happy to send you another one if the device you have is not functioning.
Leonard, would you explain to people, please, if they were interested in getting an iBill for their child or somebody that's under 18, you know?
Parents or legal guardians for children under age 18 may request, or anybody who has power of attorney may request on behalf of the blind or visually impaired person a reader. Again, a certified application must be submitted. To date, we've provided almost 50,000 readers to blind and visually impaired individuals, and we've seen the iNode application for iPhones download over 30,000 times and the Android application downloaded over 10,000 times.
Wow. So you could just, where do you go? Just the Google Play School? Play Store and...
Yeah, the Google Play Store or the Apple platform.
That's cool.
And
That's cool, isn't it, Kyle?
The iNode application there. Or
do you have any questions?
We'll certainly be sharing this at Lighthouse Central Florida among all our social media channels. And thank you for making us aware. Sounds like a great opportunity. Certainly whenever, you know, resources can be a little tough and tight. What was the genesis of this? Where did this movement come from with you all?
Well, the movement initiated we were actually sued by the American Council for the Blind because the United States currency was not accessible to the blind and visually impaired.
Mm.
So
wow.
We did a comprehensive study, hired a contractor to look at what would it take for us to provide meaningful access to blind and visually impaired individuals. A lot of other countries had currency that is different sizes,
right.
We looked at the possibility of doing that in the United States, but because of the installed infrastructure that existed,
mm-hmm.
it was cost prohibitive. So what the contractor recommended to us was to do the enlarged numerals that I mentioned. And in the meanwhile, as we work on a tactile feature, to provide this reader device at no cost to the blind and visually impaired individuals so that they can denominate the currency. And as we design the currency and add the tactile feature, it's going to take us quite a while to get notes in circulation with tactile feature and all the denominations.
Sure.
Typically, it takes us 10 to 15 years to go through all of the denominations. So using the iBill reader will enable blind and visually impaired people today to denominate all of the currency that's in circulation. And again, that's in addition to the apps that are available that will denominate all of the denominations as well.
That's terrific. I mean, in response to that, it sounds like you guys are thinking in a very comprehensive way on how to make sure that folks have accessible options out there. So thanks for doing that.
It's interesting to see how the technology is evolving, including, you know, eSight eyewear that is now becoming available. Sure. And we're continuing to track emerging technology and see how we can leverage that to provide meaningful access to all citizens.
Well, I tell you what, by the time we eat breakfast, there will probably be a tweak in the technology. You know, that stuff is changing in a hurry.
It is amazing how quickly it evolves, Mike.
So that was Kyle. He's the Vice President of Sustainability at Lighthouse Central Florida, and he's really interested in listening to you, and so he can network the information to his constituents over there.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out, and you know, our goal is to get as many of these devices into people's hands as possible.
If anybody has any questions for Leonard Colin, real fast.
407-894-1680 if you'd like to talk to Leonard.
Oh,
we're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hold on, Leonard.
Will do.
Thank you.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again. Enjoy greater independence. and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We're talking
to Leonard Oliar. He's the director of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in Washington, D.C.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, and appreciate your help in getting the word out about our free currency reader program.
Well, thank you. Kyle, I think Chris would like to ask you a question.
Was it Chris or Gary?
No, we got blind man Gary on the phone line for you, Leonard, and he has a question for you.
Okay. Sure, Gary, go ahead.
Hey, Leonard, nice to talk with you. This is for you and Kyle, and hopefully all other lighthouses, even World Services for the Blind. Kyle, I'd like to really have to get with you. Now, couldn't you work out a system where Lighthouse for the Blind teaches newly blind students, newly people into the blindness, and have readily available, because they are a blind school, have readily available pieces of this equipment for each of the students going through the school?
Well, thanks, Gary. Specific to this program, I mean, I think that would be pretty neat if we could have an inventory available to be distributing to folks. And as we network it internally, and I don't know really how the inner workings on Leonard's side work, but certainly at the very least, we can become competent and educated in the process of acquiring these devices and certainly offer support and assistance and people connecting with Gary's team, Leonard's team over there to get these.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, that'd be a good way to get in the outreach to the blind community, that there are readily available. I mean, through the registered blind schools, you know, that they're only going to go to a blind student, visually impaired student. So with all the lighthouses throughout the United States and the World Services for the Blind or something like that.
I think that's a great idea, and it's not something that we've explored, but I know we provided some sample devices to state agencies that are assistive to the blind and visually impaired, and I think, Kyle, if you can reach out to Lydia, we can probably figure a way to make this work with you as well for training the students. I don't know if we can give it to the students to keep, but we can definitely give it to them to learn on and work together to get the applications in and get them their free devices.
Sounds great. I just took a photograph of Lydia's business card, so we'll make sure we get in touch. Thanks, Gary.
All right, thanks for listening to me. Thank you.
Great call, sir.
Yeah, great idea.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Well,
thank you very much for calling in, Leonard. It was a pleasure having you.
It really was. And if you'd like to come back again another time, just give us a holler and email us.
So thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity and your help and the work that's being done by the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired as well to help these folks become meaningful contributors in society.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you for calling on board.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And
that
Kyle?
Was certainly informative.
Kyle?
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you for coming in for today.
Well, thank
you. I know you have to run.
But if you'd like,
before you have to run, do you think you'd like to talk a little bit about the walk?
Yes. So again, it's coming. It's
coming.
Just a few days. Saturday, March 4th at Cranesbury's Park in Altamont Springs, right behind the Altamont Mall. Plenty of parking. If you go to our website and click the link for the Sight and Soul Walk Fest, it'll take you. It has parking instructions, instructions for access links and other paratransit options and Uber. It's all there. So come down, show up about 3:15 to make sure you're registered. We advise you, recommend you pre-register online. It's very, very easy.
I have to interrupt.
Please.
You don't have to be visually impaired to come. You can be sighted and come.
Yeah, this is where we're all coming together. For instance, I am sighted, and I will be there, right? So this is a fun event for all to join us. And I'll tell you, I mentioned Sonny's and Outback Steakhouse will be there at Club 40. And also, you know, this is being presented by Publix Supermarket Charities for the second year in a row. They're the ones that are really making this event impossible in a big way. And they also are helping make sure that when we fundraise together in this community, that all that money is going to go towards our services. So we've got Sonny's Barbecue, Outback Steakhouse, special thanks to Chick-fil-A, Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza, where you see David Hildebrandt play on Monday nights.
Yep.
Bagel King, La Femme du Fromage, they do a blindfolded wine and cheese pairing, a guided experience there. We have New Belgian Beer, Woodbridge by Robert Mudavi. The band is Bad Intel. We have Smile 321 Photo Booth. We have Fun World Clown Alley, Florida Hospital's Children, the Zoo. So many people are going to be there as vendors and as food and wine and beer. So please come down, celebrate with us, while doing so, while having a great time.
Crane's
you are supporting
Roost.
Great people like Blind Man Gary, who came through Lighthouse, and the many more that are sure to come. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you for coming in.
Hey, Kyle, I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you for everything that's getting ready to take place, and thank you for getting my stomach riled up.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome.
You named all the great spots, too.
Well, I'm going to go get some of that Italian soup my wife's cooking.
He needs some of my chicken soup.
Enjoy.
Feel better. I'm not shaking your hands tonight.
No, don't. Yeah, we won't hug this time.
In fact, there's some phone numbers there. Maybe you want it or something.
Thanks. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you for coming on board.
Take care.
Thank you.
Great work.
Thank you for Lighthouse for being with us, too.
All right. Drive safely. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
So, Lynn.
So, Michael.
We are together.
Uh-oh.
Just you and me, baby. You and me.
Uh-oh.
How about a kiss?
So, you forgot all about me over here, right?
Yeah, right.
I wanted to get a kiss.
Yeah. I wanted to mention.
Yeah, I'm not getting a kiss?
We were.
What?
He was talking about other countries, and I actually looked it up to see what other countries do with their bills, with their currency. This is pretty interesting. Hold if I can find it. All right. I just had it. I just showed it to Kyle.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, here it is. I got it. How other countries help the blind tell money denominations apart. So, for instance, the Australian dollar. The Australian dollar tackles the accessibility issue in a very simple method by making larger denominations, not simply larger, but longer. They also have strong colors and contrast for the visually impaired. I know you wanted to do something with Chris, and I'll just continue this when you're ready, Michael. Okay.
You ready for me, Mike?
I was still waiting for my kiss.
There.
Listen to this. She threw me a kiss.
Open the door with me.
Valentine's Day all over again,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's all over.
All right. I just got a few quick information, some information that's going to be vital to your heart, your mind, and your eyesight as well. New, fresh, on the market. That's right. eSight has launched eSight 3. A major breakthrough in electronic glasses that let the legally blind actually see. All right? eSight 3 is sleek and stylish, lightweight, hands-free, and it is worn comfortably on the headwear, on your head.
It's also now, listen to the words, new and sleek.
It is sleek.
And
it's
sharp.
Very sleek.
And, oh, I got some very important facts. The price came way down. I'm talking way down.
What?
Yeah, the price is now way down. So the point is this way. Listen to a little more of what Chris has to say about eSight 3. But the price now has come down tremendously. And don't forget, when you say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, they give you another discount.
It's a brand new technology breakthrough with improvements such as the zoom, where you can zoom in almost 24 megapixels to see extremely close and clear. Also, field of view, which is wider, and size dramatically lighter and sleeker. But that's not all. There's more. eSight is also launching a Everyone Deserves to See affordability program. I'm going to say it one more time just in case you didn't hear
say
me.
Say it again.
eSight is launching, and everyone deserves to see affordability program, which Mike just informed you that the price is there. What, Mike? Came way down. eSight clients advocates will work with each individual to get them eSight, regardless of their ability to pay. This is in line with our mission. Everyone.
Did you hear what he just said?
Everyone.
Case by case. Even if you can't afford it, they'll work with you. So call them up today, and let's see what happens. Call them up. Tell them you heard a Blind and Beyond radio show. And they're going by case if you even can't afford it. They're working with you.
Can so I give the phone number?
Give the phone number out again.
It's 855-837-4448.
Call today.
Yeah.
For a free sample of reading for us to hear your case.
You know, these glasses, you know, have special lenses. It's all about the lens that if you're visually impaired, these lens make you see. This is not...
They're electronic glasses.
Right. These are not cameras. These are lens against your eye. And it makes you see. And I was there at Lighthouse in Florida when four or five people right next to me were screaming out that they could see using these glasses.
Across the room. Oh, she's wearing this and she's wearing... Oh, there's so-and-so. It was pretty amazing.
It was amazing. They never saw these people before
nope.
And they could see them then.
Nope.
Give the phone number again.
Okay. Do you have it, Chris? I have it.
So you have it.
855-837-4448.
And by the way, it's on our website. Yeah. So just look at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look at our website. It's all there, the phone number and everything else. Don't forget, you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show when you call up eSight.
So here, Michael's, oh, what are you doing? What was the wave? Oh, okay.
No, he thought we was at the baseball game.
Okay.
So we so just did the wave.
Here's some other examples of what other countries are doing for the low vision and the blind. The Euro banknotes were designed with heavy input from blind organizations and have a very simple distinguished feature. Big bills are big, little bills are little. The notes have some intaglio printing, which gives them relief marks that can be felt. The $200 and $500 bills have special tactile marks on them as well for added security and assuredness when dealing with such large amounts. Let's see what they do in Canada. In Canada, Canada is the only other major currency other than the United States with banknotes that are all the same size. But our northern neighbors have built-in tactile marks at the top right of the bills. Like most other currencies, different denominations are colored differently to aid the visually impaired, too. Let's see. In Hong Kong has a very cool currency. There's a lion on there and has three of the hallmark features typically seen. It's intaglio printing, different sizes, and different colors. Nobody's mistaking $1,000 for $500. And then, let's see, the Japanese yen. In Japan, they use special intaglio printed tactile marks and each bill's a different size. And then in Sweden, it's called the Swedish krona. There's a clear pattern to what works here. Sweden has different colors for the visually impaired and different sizes for the blind. Really, they're useful to everyone, though, and everyone has probably mistaken a $10 for a dollar at some point. So
probably.
That sounds a little bit confusing with the Swedish krona. The Swiss franc.
The Swiss franc?
Yeah, as in F-R-A-N-C, the Swiss franc.
Oh, okay, F-R-A-N-C.
Yeah, not Mr. Frank.
I'm thinking that's what I was thinking
no.
about.
So in Switzerland, the currency has a lot in common with the euro with its different colors and sizes for all its francs. However, the Swiss go one stop further. They add intaglio marks and a perforated, now this is cool, a perforated number that you can feel.
Mm.
So, but that's assuming that you know what your numbers are. So, I mean, if you only know Braille, you wouldn't know what
it's
the numbers
funny.
Are.
It's funny. Other countries don't do much for the blind, but they have money that the blind people may distinguish differently than the United States.
Well, here's the last one I have, the British pound. The British banknotes are differentiated by size and to a certain extent by color. And then they also have the large numbers like U.S. dollars so that people with bad eyesight can easily differentiate a 20 from a 10. And I thought that Leonard said that down the road they're going to be putting even larger numbers on our bills, but that would only be for the visually impaired. Have you ever seen the bills, Chris, where they, it almost looks like embroidery, the intaglio?
No.
It's raised.
The
numbers are raised. It's really cool.
So is it the new, what year did he say that the bills were are out now for us so we can actually?
I thought he said it was in the pipeline. It's not going to be for a while.
Okay. Because I want to feel it. Can I feel it?
Yeah, you'll be able to feel the difference.
Okay. Because you know how regular money, you can feel it, but you don't feel anything like they, like we said.
You don't know which is
which. Right.
Yeah.
So just to have a feel for the Braille aspect of it, it'd be great for those that are partially or impartially sighted.
Right. Well, Michael has his own system, and I'm sure, right, Michael, why don't you tell everybody what your system is.
My money system is very simple. In my wallet, I keep, let's just say, fives. In my pocket, my left pocket, I keep ones. If I wear a sport jacket or a jacket, I'll keep 20s, and I don't keep any other denomination. And if I don't wear a sport jacket, I'll fold up my... pardon me.
Bless you.
Thank you. I fold up my 20 in like quarters, and I put it in my wallet next to my five, so this way I'll know it's... But I try not to do that because knowing me, I sometimes forget. So I like to keep my money separate. And if somebody wants to give me tens, I don't take it. I'll just tell them I'm sorry. I just like take back fives. And if they don't have fives, I'll take ones. But I don't take tens, and I don't take 50s.
Well, that's what this iBill talking banknote identifier does. So you just slide it through, and it reads it to you. And I'm going to check out this iNote, Chris. Just look up EYENOTE. It's an Android app, EYENOTE. It says it's a free mobile app developed by BEP for the Apple iOS platform.
E-note app overview?
Huh?
The E-note app overview.
iNote.
Yeah, I mean, well, I know. I just said E.
Oh.
The way, you know.
It says it scans U.S. currency and announces its value back to the user. That's really cool.
Like, is it, are they taking a $20 bill and putting it inside the phone?
That's what it looks like, right?
Yeah. It looks like they got a, you know how like you hold the side of your Android or Apple phone?
Yeah.
And it looks like there's a $20 bill somewhere in the slot between the battery and the back of your phone.
We wish, right?
Right.
Yeah, right. Wishful thinking.
What I'm thinking is it's just probably against the eye lens for the camera for it to take a picture or to say it. I'm going to have to look that
They're
up.
They're just showing the sighted person, I guess, what it does, what they really... But anyway, that's I'm going to have to try that.
It's a $1 is post, $2 is two posts, it's $3 three posts.
Yeah.
$10 four posts.
Is it possible I could do another trivia?
Well, yeah, we didn't do our second trivia
for the
night.
Okay, let's do our trivia.
Well, actually, I picked out a song.
I know you picked out. It's a good song, and I like the song.
It's a great song.
I like the song.
Don't give it away.
Sweet dreams are made of thee.
All right, you ready?
All right, trivia time. And Lynn picked out this song, and I knew the song. And
we
let's
finally
go.
Agree on it.
No way. Mike, you knew the song, Mike? Wait,
I knew the song.
He did.
407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
It's not about damn the paradise. At least it's not for me. And if the wind isn't right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just wait and see. Just you wait and see. Leave me
right, let's see. Who knows that song?
I can't believe it's that long.
$10 gift cards waiting for you.
Was
who
that song
is waiting for that? Who's singing the song? Who's
was that song featured on the TV series? It sounds so familiar. A TV series with Michael J. Fox.
Well, he wasn't singing it.
No, I know it wasn't Michael J. Fox that was singing it, but I know the song. I've heard it on several occasions.
Yeah, he had five really big hits back in the
80s. He had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Five of them that we know about.
Really big. Yeah.
And as I look at as I saw the video, he has a Earl Campbell football jersey on.
I was wondering. I told Michael, I said, he was very casual up there on the
stage.
Very
casual.
I didn't know who the jersey was.
I'm going to give you a big hint, folks.
Figured you would.
I'm going to give you a big, big hint for this one because it is difficult.
It's not difficult.
If anybody out there ever saw the movie
Arthur. It was a Grammy Award winner.
If anybody ever saw the movie Arthur, that was a great
movie. He's
the one who wrote the music to Arthur.
With Dudley Moore.
With Dudley Moore, the great movie.
The first Arthur.
Yeah.
With the shorter Arthur, not the tall, skinny Arthur that came out recently.
I'm talking about Dudley Moore.
Yeah, back in the 1980s.
Back in the 80s.
It had like one or two, no, it was two or three versions. All the same. Dudley Moore was in three of them.
He was?
Yeah,
because they did.
First
it was three of them.
Yeah, first he was about the wedding, and then the second time he was married and he didn't want to accept his grandmother's money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's two that I remember. Yeah, Dudley Moore.
Oh, Arthur. Yeah, you'd have brought a flashback with me.
Yep. All right, so 407-894-1680. Does anybody know who's singing that song? The phone should be lit up again.
407-894-1680. We're in this thing together.
Listen to Chris.
That's all
Chris
that.
Shaw, behind the scenes, behind the window. Yeah, I want to bring up something right now, very important to me.
You going to tell everybody about you, Michael?
We have a caller on the line, but
I was hoping you would give everybody some advice about your eyes, what you've been going through, if we have time.
Well,
let's see.
I'm wanting just to talk about last week's show. It's very interesting because
I had
so many different people that I knew personally and wrote to us that was talking about last week's show. And for those who didn't hear the show, they should go to our website and listen to the podcast of the last show. I'd like to hear from them. Don't forget to go to the website. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We have someone on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, who's on the line?
We have a first-time caller in a while. Her name is Debbie from right here in Central Florida, Orlando. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
We are doing absolutely marvelous.
Great. I love that song.
You love the song?
I'm glad you like it, so do I.
I always love that song.
Who do you think it was singing, Debbie?
Christopher Cross.
Yeah, you got it. You just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Isn't that a great song?
It is.
Yeah.
Do you listen to the show much?
Well, this is my first time. I'm usually working.
Oh, okay.
But I'm off early. So I got to turn on the radio today.
Okay, well, keep on listening. And you just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts, so it pays to
listen. All right, my favorite place.
Okay, well, you just won $10 gift card. Don't go away. Don't hang up and give your address so we can send you a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
We have to play that song.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Debbie. There's a song, Don't Hang Up. I don't remember who sings it or whatever. We should play that whenever you say to somebody, Don't Hang Up. Put that in the background.
Listen, we got another caller, Janet.
Oh, no, she's late for dinner again.
Yeah.
All right, Janet, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Oh, no.
I want you to hang up. We're going to play another trivia song, and it's going to be an easy one, and I'll wait and see if you call back. All right?
Okay.
All right. It's special for you. All right, so Janet.
Okay, I'll call back in a minute.
Okay, hang up.
That's funny.
Okay, take the caller, and I'm going to give you another song to play, and let's see if she gets this one. I hope Janet will be the first one. We'll let Janet see because every time she calls up. Okay, Chris?
All right, gotcha. Listen,
take this caller.
Let's do this. Let me handle the call.
Okay, and I'll tell you what I want to play.
We'll do this right quick.
Okay, we're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Yeah.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Yeah. We just missed Mike doing giving me the sign, but he did a dance with the sign. Really, Mike? Mike normally just point his finger to the window. Now he got the whole showgun going in the room over there.
I'm surprised. I'm a perk at all right now, the way I feel. But listen, Stephanie, what's her name? Stephanie?
Janet,
I'm sorry. Janet.
Janice.
This is for you. Janice first calling in. Janet, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to call in. And if you don't get it, someone else can call in because this is an easy one. All right. Who's singing this song? Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
The way. And I will that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
All right.
She's back. Boy, she wouldn't. She didn't even hesitate. She just
okay.
She called. So she called right up.
Make me surprised. Who's on the line right now?
It's Janice.
Who's on the line right now? Who is it?
Janice.
Janet, where are you calling me from?
St. Petersburg.
Janet.
Yes.
Okay, so Janet. Who's singing that song, Janet?
Whitney Houston.
How are you going? Yay!
Congratulations.
See, that it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond. Janet, I got a question for you. I was going to play another song, but they told me you wouldn't get it. You
what
ever hear the song called Yakety Yak, Take Out the Papers and the Trash, Don't Talk Back?
I know the song, but I don't remember who the artist was.
Okay. All right, so you just won a $10 gift card. Don't hang up. We'll send you the $10 you just won. See, it pays to listen to the radio show. Here you go. Janet, don't hang up. Janet. And he's going to take your address, and we'll send a $10 gift card. See, it pays to listen. Keep on listening, Janet.
I am.
Okay.
Okay, spread the word about
the word
show,
about
okay?
the show. Keep on listening.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on, Janice. Let me get your information, all right?
Janice.
Okay.
You don't go out Friday night.
Don't go back. You just
put on your coat. That's my favorite song right there, right there. Hey! Every time I hear it, it reminds me of the Benny Hill show.
All right, take that address. I got to talk.
I remember that show.
Take that address. I got to play it. Two songs. Take down the address. Timing is everything. That's all about life. Now, I want to talk about something right now about timing. Because we got a call in the first hour from Atlanta. And Carl was saying about basically he's looking for his help or what should he do as far as his income. And I'm not trying to be funny when I say this because I was there. Lynn and I were there. When we had a clothing business, it was very big, and we lost it because of my blindness. Yeah, believe it or not, we lost because of my blindness. And that's the only thing I knew for all my life was the clothing industry. And then Lynn answered an ad for a salesman for a radio, which I knew nothing about, and they gave me a job. And the rest over the last, what's it been now, 7 years, eight years? 7 years, we've been in radio.
In media, yep.
In media, whether it's selling advertising or our own radio show.
Yep.
All I can say to
we
folks
actually,
outside.
We reinvented ourselves is what we had to do. That's what your message
so, all I can say to you right now is you've asked me a question. What did I know about radio?
Nothing. Zero.
Nothing. I knew to listen on the radio. So that's it. So, Carl, if you're listening, you aggressive, you call in and you talk on the radio. Trust me, there's things you can do. If you're that aggressive, people would like to know from you because you could do something. Whether it's talk on the phone and sales, there's all kinds of things you can do if you think about it. And I know, don't say, I'm blind, I can't do this and I can't do this. I don't want to hear that. So all I can say to all the folks listening, wherever you are, whether you're in Buffalo or in Philadelphia, you're in Chicago, you're wherever you are, Orlando, trust me, there's always something that you can do to earn some money, some way, somehow, that's legal and that you would like. if you think about it. Now, you got to think about it, because all I can tell you right now is when we were out there thinking what we were going to do, I never thought about radio. Never. Lynn saw an ad. Thank God she can see, because she could see the ad. And for those who can't see, well, that's, you have to ask. Because if I couldn't see the ad, I would have asked people what's in the paper, what is around. I would ask somebody questions like I do right now. My whole life is asking questions, because I'm very big on asking questions. So all I can say to you right now, life is all about timing. Timing's everything. There's two songs next week we're going to play. We don't have time tonight to play it. But I find it very interesting. One is a guy named Bobby Freedman. I'll even tell you the whole thing. Bobby Freedman. The song is called Do You Want to Dance? And that was a fast song, which I loved. And then Lynn played a song for me. Same song.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
It was called Do You Want to Dance?
Right. Another songwriter.
It was by Bette Midler.
Well, she sang it. Yeah.
She sang it.
That was back in 72.
I couldn't believe the difference. One is fast song.
I liked her version.
For the old days of what they call jitterbugging, that's my day, jitterbugging, or dancing fast. And the other was Bette Midler doing a slow version of if you were in a slow dance, Do You Want to Dance? We're going to play that next week. And by the way, that'll be if those are listening, that'll be, I'll ask people who are singing the song. Okay, so if you think it's tough, think about the artist that I'm talking about, because we'll talk about it next week, and I'll ask you who's singing the song. One's name is Bobby Freedman. Do You Want to Dance? And the other is Bette Midler. Can you pick it up real fast? Chris is too fast to get it.
No, he's doing something else. I wanted to give everybody Lighthouse Central Florida's phone number again. In case you're in other parts of the country and you don't know where to turn to, you can call Lighthouse Central Florida, believe it or not, and ask for Kyle Johnson. He said he'll tell you, he will direct you in the right direction no matter where you live in the country. And their phone number is 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. They would be happy to help you. Well, that's it, Michael. Another show.
Oh, here you go, Bobby Freedman. Here you go. That's Bobby Freedman, Do You Want to Dance? The other version was done much later by Bette Midler. Two songs.
Good night, George.
The reason why I'm saying it, the same way we're talking about, no, it's very important. I want you to think about this till next week. What does this have to do with the blind community? And I'll tell you the answer right now, and you can think about it next week. Two people have an idea, and that you have two different ideas, two different thoughts. I went into the music industry or the radio world. Someone else goes into something else, because we both had different ideas. Carl, there's many things you can do. It's all about timing. Think about what else you can do with yourself. I'm sure there's some things out there that you can do. We'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about many things next week. Wait till next week. See you then. Signing off for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Michael and this is Lynn saying good night.
Good night, Chris.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye bye. Good night.
Be home soon, Nancy.
Bye. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going.